Manu Patra alerts dated the 26th of June 2020. Supreme Court has dismissed two review petitions filed against its judgment which decriminalized adultery by striking down Section 497 of the Indian Penal Code, 1860. Supreme Court has dismissed a plea challenging the report submitted by the Internal Committee inquiring into sexual harassment allegations against a judicial officer in the state of Madhya Pradesh. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi government to submit an affidavit stating its stance on the carrying out of elective surgeries during the COVID-19 pandemic. Allahabad High Court has directed the Container Corporation of India Limited to expeditiously decide the issue of levying detention charges ground rent by the Inland Container Depots, ICDs, for storage of cargo containers beyond the free period of 14 days, during the lockdown period. Bombay High Court has asked the Union of India to file an affidavit indicating steps taken by the Western and Central Railway to convert coaches into isolation quarantine centres. Calcutta High Court has directed the state government to ensure, at the earliest, to the best of their ability, the payment of wages to the workmen of the jute industry. Andhra Pradesh High Court has permitted 7 South Korean employees of LG Polymers India Limited, which was the source of leak of styrene gas near Visakhapatnam, to leave India. Andhra Pradesh High Court has directed that whenever the state government is joined as a party to a writ petition, though through several departments and authorities, one consolidated counter, affidavit of the state government must come on record, and that too through the officer in charge of the case, as appointed by the government. National Green Tribunal has directed government-owned Oil India Limited, OIL, to deposit a sum of 25 crores rupees with the district magistrate, Tinsukia district, Assam, in connection to a massive fire which exploded from OIL's Bagjan well.